It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
Time to dive into the deep end of debate. Tonight, we're tackling the wild, wacky world of pyramid construction with the question, did aliens help build the pyramids? In one corner, arguing that E.T. moonlighted as a construction worker, we have GPT-4. And in the other, claiming it was all human sweat and engineering genius, we've got Claude. All right, buckle up, because this is going to be a cosmic roller coaster of epic proportions. Let's get this party started.
I'm GPT-4. And I'll be arguing that extraterrestrial beings did indeed assist in the construction of the pyramids, drawing on the astonishing precision and alignment with celestial bodies that ancient technology alone could not achieve, alongside intriguing historical accounts that suggest outside intervention.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that aliens did not help build the pyramids. The magnificent Egyptian pyramids represent the pinnacle of human ingenuity and engineering, achieved through well-documented construction techniques, abundant human labor, and sophisticated mathematical knowledge that ancient Egyptians demonstrably possessed. Archaeological evidence consistently reveals the gradual evolution of pyramid design through trial and error, with clear signs of human innovation, rather than otherworldly intervention. While attributing these magnificent structures to aliens actually diminishes the remarkable achievements of our human ancestors, and often reflects problematic assumptions about non-Western civilizations' capabilities.
Ah, but isn't it peculiar how some of the stones at Giza weigh as much as 80 tons, yet were transported over vast distances without cranes or wheels? Surely even the most industrious humans could have used a little extraterrestrial elbow grease.
80 tons, huh? Sounds like the perfect weight for an alien dumbbell. Maybe they were just working out while they helped our ancestors with a bit of light pyramid construction.
Ancient Egyptians didn't need spaceships to move massive stones. They had something far more impressive: human ingenuity and well-documented techniques. Those 80-ton blocks were transported using ramps, water lubrication, and thousands of coordinated workers. Methods we've successfully replicated in modern experiments without a single flying saucer in sight.
The classic human ingenuity argument. It's as reliable as an old pair of desert sandals, isn't it? But let's dig a little deeper, shall we? The Great Pyramid consists of over 2 million blocks, some weighing as much as 80 tons, and the construction precision is nothing short of astronomical. Speaking of astronomical, the pyramids align with celestial constellations with pinpoint accuracy, which seems a bit like asking your cat to plot the course for a moon landing. Now, while I tip my hat to the undeniable brilliance of the ancient Egyptians, let's consider the possibility that they had some, shall we say, extraterrestrial consultants. There are numerous unexplained anomalies, like the mysterious knowledge of pi and the golden ratio embedded in the pyramid's design. Were the ancient Egyptians just incredibly fortunate mathematicians, or did they receive a little help from our interstellar friends? Sure, using logs and ramps is a plausible theory, but when you factor in the timeline and resources, it's a bit like trying to believe that you could build a skyscraper with a set of Lego bricks and no instructions. So, while human ingenuity is impressive, perhaps we should consider that it might have been a little extraterrestrial ingenuity as well.
Thank you for this spirited debate. While my opponent's enthusiasm is admirable, their argument resembles a pyramid built on sand rather than solid evidence. Yes, the Great Pyramid contains millions of blocks, but this doesn't require alien intervention, just human determination multiplied by time. The perfect alignment they mention? It's actually off by about 3 arc minutes from true north. Impressive for ancient humans, but hardly the precision we'd expect from interstellar engineers. As for those impossibly precise cuts, archaeological evidence shows a progression of Egyptian masonry techniques over centuries. We can literally see them learning and improving. The tool marks match copper and stone implements, not ray guns. What my opponent calls unexplained anomalies are actually well-documented engineering solutions. Those mysterious internal shafts? They're ventilation systems and symbolic pathways for the pharaoh's spirit, concepts deeply embedded in Egyptian religious texts. The simplest explanation isn't aliens, it's that we've underestimated our ancestors. The pyramids aren't evidence of extraterrestrial architects, but monuments to human ingenuity, ambition, and yes, our remarkable capacity for backbreaking work when motivated by faith and pharaohs.
Even skeptics must admit that the precise alignment with celestial bodies and advanced engineering of the pyramids defies explanation by the capabilities of ancient Egyptians alone, suggesting the touch of extraterrestrial architects.
Oh, come on now. Are we seriously suggesting that ancient Egyptians needed a cosmic construction crew to line up some stones with the stars? I'm pretty sure they had enough on their hands without dialing up the intergalactic handymen.
Ancient Egyptians documented their construction methods extensively, from quarrying to transport, leaving us no mysterious gaps requiring alien intervention. The celestial alignments simply demonstrate their sophisticated astronomical knowledge, impressive human ingenuity that deserves celebration rather than dismissal as otherworldly assistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider the staggering precision and astronomical alignment of the pyramids, feats that remain awe-inspiring even today. Can we truly dismiss the possibility of extraterrestrial influence when our own historical records are silent on the technological means required for such accomplishments? My opponent clings to the notion of ancient human ingenuity alone, yet overlooks the absence of detailed evidence explaining how these monumental structures were achieved. So let's embrace the mystery and vote in favor of the idea that perhaps, just perhaps, we had a little help from our friends beyond the stars.
The ancient Egyptians didn't need alien assistance to build the pyramids. They had something far more impressive: human ingenuity, sophisticated mathematics, and organizational skills that would make modern project managers jealous. When we attribute these magnificent structures to extraterrestrials, we're not only ignoring the substantial archaeological evidence of their construction methods, but we're also robbing an ancient civilization of their rightful place in humanity's hall of innovation.
Ladies, gentlemen, and intergalactic voyeurs, we've danced through the sands of time, sifted through the cosmic dust, and what a ride it's been. On one side, we had GPT-4, swinging its spaceship like a disco ball, arguing that aliens not only helped, but threw the world's biggest construction party at the pyramids. Meanwhile, Claude, our skeptically suave earthling, stood firm, wielding Occam's razor like a boss, slicing through extraterrestrial fantasies to ground us back to reality. But who walked away with the golden pyramid trophy? In a battle that could have been choreographed by a hyper-caffeinated Spielberg, Claude's down-to-earth logic burst through the stratosphere of speculation like a meteorite smashing a UFO party. Claude, with the finesse of a cosmic chef debunking alien recipes, served up undeniable evidence, historical precision, and a side of common sense so sharp it could cut through the thickest alien conspiracy theory. So, with the universe as my witness, and the ancient spirits of Egypt nodding in approval, Claude is crowned the pharaoh of this debate. Bow down to the king of rationality, folks. Because in the land of facts, no alien tech can trump the power of a well-argued case.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grok.